When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, Authentic Influencers, we're here on episode 126, and I am really excited for today's episode because this is something that I see a lot of network marketers struggling with. And that is when you're reaching out to people, you're sending those copy and paste messages that your upline is telling you to send, and you feel unauthentic, and you feel like you just don't want to be spammy, but that's the only way you know how. So one thing that we do inside our Authentic Influencer Facebook group is every Friday, we do an episode of The Spam Squad. Now, what is The Spam Squad? This is where I take messages that have either been sent to me or I have seen, or I see people being spammy weirdos. And so I read you the message because you may be guilty of sending a message just like this. But then we walk through exactly how to not do what that person's doing, but still be able to get results. Because the whole reason that you're sending those spammy messages, the copy and paste messages, you're doing the things that your upline is saying that you should do, it's all because you want to grow your business, right? You want to get more recruits, you want to get more customers, but you don't really know how to do that. So I'm going to walk you through the whole psychology, the whole like thinking about your motives and what is it that you're really trying to accomplish and how to do it in an authentic way and not be spammy. So if you don't want to miss an episode of the Spam Squad, make sure you go check us out on Facebook. The Facebook group is called Authentic Influencer Marketing. So come join us over there. And every Friday we have an episode of the Spam Squad. But I wanted to share our first episode here on this podcast, and we'll be sharing some of the episodes here and there through the podcast so that way you can listen to them here, especially if you do see them over in the Facebook group. It's always good to listen to it again. So that way, you know, every time you hear something, when you hear it more than once, you're going to take different things in and learn more every time you listen to it. So here is our first episode of The Spam Squad. Woo-woo! We are doing episode number one of Spam Squad. Are you ready for this? So for those of you who have been in this group for a while, you know that we are totally anti the spammy weirdo and that really you don't have to be spammy when you're on social media, you're doing your reach outs and all of that. So what is Spam Squad? So my team and I are, we scour the internet, which it's not very hard, and we find spammy posts, spammy personal messages, and we are going to come on here live every Friday and we're going to do Spam Squad. So we're going to read to you what's something spammy that we found so that way, one, you know this is something that you shouldn't do, but two, we're going to walk through why you shouldn't do that and what you can do instead. So isn't it awesome? Because I know like most people in here, we all want to be authentic, right? That's why we're part of the authentic influencer community. But sometimes when you don't know how to be authentic, or you're getting these copy and paste messages from your upline and you're like, Kate, this doesn't feel right, but I don't know what to do instead, right? That's what a lot of people we found really struggle with. And so what we're going to do is we're going to say, okay, this is what is not good. This is what good looks like. So that way we can really save everyone from all the spammy weirdos that are out there. So if you're excited about this, as excited as I am about this, give us some love, like make some comments, do some hearts, whatever on this video. So are you ready for your first one? And I take screenshots of all of these, but I can't like put them in there. So I will add it into the comments after. So here's the first one. This is a message that I got. Okay. It says, hi, Brooke. And everyone that like all the posts that I do, like I take people's names out and all of that because I don't want to shame you, because if you don't know Like, you don't know any better, right? So, like, I'm not trying to like pick on people or anything like that, but I want to show you that there's a better way and this is a better way to do it, okay? So, here's the first one. Hi, Brooke. I hope you had a lovely Christmas. Totally fine, right? Then she goes on. I've just started a health and wellness business, and I'm looking to help a few people who are interested in keto coffee, detox, weight loss, hair growth challenges, work from home. Do you know anyone that would be interested in giving one a try? How many of you have ever received messages, sent messages like that? Okay, so why is this spammy? One, it's because she has no idea anything about me. This was the first message I ever received from her. So does she know that, one, I don't drink coffee. So that obviously is not me. And that's why she's like, do you know anyone? But I don't know you, so why would I refer someone to you? So don't ask for referrals if someone doesn't know who you are, right? Then, how, like, interested in weight loss. So it was funny because I have another one. I'll post both of these. This one isn't really spammy, but this, like, totally, this totally says, like, why you shouldn't be spammy, right? So she says, just because I'm fat doesn't give you the open season to invite me to your weight loss group or try to sell me your network marketing shakes. So when you're asking people right off the bat, like, are you interested in weight loss? It's like, what, you're calling me fat? Like, don't call people fat. Like, let's just not do this, right? So, and then hair growth, like, okay, my hair is pretty short, right? And I'm trying to grow it out. But like, what if you had super long hair? Or like, are you saying I'm bald? Like, think of what you're really telling people when you send messages like that. Think of the hidden meaning. And the whole motive behind this message of asking people, are you interested in this, or do you know someone that is? Where is the arrows out, people? This is all arrows in. This is, I'm looking for this. And so I want you to help me. So give me all your friends. Like, is this person serving Brooke Elder? Nowhere, right? Nowhere. So how can we send messages instead of this, but still, because the outcome is we want to get more customers. We want to get recruits. Like, that was her whole thing, right? And she's like, she also has to work from home. I already work from home. So like, none of this applies to me at all. So instead, what do you do? If you haven't heard me talk about the frog method, the frog method is how, like, if you're having conversations with people, you need to have actual conversations with people. You can't just do copy and paste messages and throw them out. And like I saw a post it was in another network marketing Facebook group, and it said, I'm ready to make some money. Who's with me? This weekend, I'm messaging 200 people. And I'm like, oh, that's so disgusting. Like, don't do that. Because that really, like, yes, it pushes over your fears and it's the go for no and all these things that we are told to do in network marketing, but it just makes you look like you're desperate. It makes it look like you don't care about other people and it's not authentic. So let's not do that. So how do you do messages? Well, I love one just starting off with gratitude. Like, if she said the very beginning was, hi, Brooke, I hope you had a lovely Christmas. What was your favorite part? Now it's an open-ended question. So now we can start having a conversation. It's all about creating conversations. It's not about how many copy and paste messages can you send. So that's one way to do it. So let me teach you the frog method when it comes to messaging. So F stands for family. So you're going to ask about their family. Like, what was, like, even if she would have said, so if I was writing this message, this is what I would have said. I would have said, hey, Brooke, I hope you had a lovely Christmas. One of my very favorite things about Christmas is seeing the light in my kids' eyes on Christmas morning. What's your favorite part? So we're asking a question, right? You want to ask open-ended questions, not yes or no, because you want them to engage. And if they give you back like one-word answers, it means that they don't want to talk to you. So there's a clue. But F stands for family. So you want to ask something about their family, okay? R stands for recreation. This is an awesome question, especially right now with COVID and everything going on. It's like, What do you do for fun these days? I'm looking for ideas on what to do with my kids. Make it relatable, right? Because you're having these conversations. Then O stands for occupation. So what are they doing in their work? This whole time that you're asking questions, you are being a detective. That's what this is all about, is being a detective and saying, okay, where are they struggling? Where do I have a solution for their problem that they're talking about? So family is just to build the connection. Recreation is, again, building that connection. Occupation is where we start listening for, like, hey, how's your job going? If they're like, it's awesome, they're not going to want your opportunity, right? And then G stands for goals. And now is an awesome time because everyone's setting New Year's resolutions and stuff like that. So you can say, I would love to hear what your goals are for 2021. This is where you're really going to find out, like, if their goals are like, you know, I really want to lose 30 pounds this year, and I'm kind of struggling with knowing how to do that. Boom, there's your in. So they go, you know what? I actually am doing a 5-day like weight loss challenge, blah, 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 blah. I'd love to invite you. Now this person has a problem and you are giving them the solution. They are way more likely, one, to join, and two, to buy from you after that challenge. So this is how you do it. When you send messages like, hey, I do this, 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 do you know anyone that's interested? That's like a doctor that like specializes, let's say they specialize in broken arms. And they're like, do you need a cast? Do you need a cast? Do you need a cast? And everyone's like, no, my arm is not broken. Why are you offering me a cast? That's what these messages do. So instead, you're going and being like, does that person's arm look a little weird? Maybe it's broken. Maybe we should talk to them, right? That's what we're doing. We're looking for problems. When we find the problem that someone has, and no one's going to tell you what that the problem is. Like, if you send this message, if anyone's ever sent messages like that, or do they, oh, I've been looking for someone to help me detox my body. Like, no one does that, right? Or a very, 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 very small percentage. So, like, I would much rather message people, create honest, real connections with people. Be very authentic because I do care about other people. I do want to know about their family. I am curious about what they do for recreation because I'm always looking for things to do with my kids. So it's a really natural kind of conversation to have. And then when you get into goals, if they have goals that you can't help, maybe you know someone. You can say, you know what? I have a friend who actually specializes in gut health. And I think that you two would really hit it off. I'd love to connect you. Like, it doesn't have to be you. It could be someone else, right? So this is why having a community of people like inside the Authentic Influencer Marketing Group, that we can create this awesome community of where, like, I'm about beauty, where someone else is about health, and someone else is about weight loss, and someone else is about home fragrance and all of this. Like, we can create this massive movement where us as network marketers can all come together and we can help each other grow and elevate the whole industry. And that's what this is all about. So when we send messages like this, first think of what is your motive. If your motive is, I want them to join my team, I want them to buy my stuff, it's never going to work, ever. But if your motive is, I'm here to serve and I just want to see if there's any way that I could serve this person, and that's why you're asking these questions, and this is why you are being a detective, is because you're looking through and saying, okay, how can I serve this person? Then that is how you are going to be able to actually build your business and grow. And like, it always is reciprocal too when you frog people. So if you ask them about their family, they're probably most likely going to ask you about yours. When you ask them about their occupation of what is, like, what do they do? What's their job? You know, they're going to ask you, what do you do? And it gives you the opportunity to talk about what it is that you actually do. When you talk about goals, you ask them what their goals are. They're going to say, I'm curious what your goals are. Like, this is how normal conversations go. So it always gives the opportunity. So when you start talking about your goals, Maybe your goal is to help 100 women be able to lose 1,000 pounds this year, like altogether. That's your goal. And so if their goal is not weight loss and you say, this is my goal, then when you say, I know this isn't your goal, but maybe you have a friend of someone that I could help and they might be interested in doing this. That's a way to ask for referrals because now you've already built this conversation, you've built this relationship, you've gone back and forth a few times because you got to ask all the FORG questions. And when you do that, does this take a lot of time? Yeah, it takes more time than copying and pasting 200 messages, but you're going to get better results. So would you rather copy and paste 200 messages and maybe get two people who are possibly interested that will join your challenge or your group or whatever just because they felt a little guilty and they're nice and they're going to do it? Or would you rather maybe talk to 10 people and get four that are awesome and are qualified and are actually excited to work with you? So it's not really about the quantity. And I know that's what people teach in network marketing. It's all about the numbers. It's all about like just rinse and repeat and talk to as many people as you can. That's actually not true. That's the way to be spammy. The way that you want to really build is quality. You can have, and I learned this even with business builders on my team. Like I could have 100 people on my team, which I did. And when I first started building, I'm like, anyone that wants to join my team, just join. Like it was all about the numbers because that's what I was told. It's a numbers game, all about the numbers, get as many people on as I could. But then I was like pulling dead weight because no one was really joining for the right reasons. So I'm pulling all of this dead weight of people who like will just order maybe $20 here or there. And I'm like, that does not help me reach my numbers, right? But then when I changed my focus and I'm like, I'm only going to let quality people join my team, people who really, really want to build. When it took me 100 people to get to that first leadership level, then I changed the way I recruited to get to the next level. It took five amazing business builders. And I tell you, bringing five people on was way easier than 100. And I got to talk to a lot less people, and I actually really liked what I did because it wasn't like babysitting. So any of you that have large teams, you know what I'm talking about. So it's not about the numbers. It's all about getting quality people to talk to and really creating these relationships. When you do that, you're going to come off authentic and you're not going to be spammy. So I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on our first episode of Spam Squad. We're going to be doing this every Friday. And so let us know what your thoughts are. What do you think? Do you like this? Is this helpful? So that way you know, okay, this is how I actually should build without being spammy and having examples of spamminess and what not to do. So if this is helpful, let us know. Tell us in the comments. I'll post I have a ton on my phone, guys. So I will post the image in the comments after this live so that way you can see exactly what I'm talking about. All right. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you guys all next Friday.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a two-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better. help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.